أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب وقفينا من بعده بالرسل وآتينا عيسى ابن مريم البينات وأيدناه بروح القدس. This is the second ruku of the second half, not the beginning of the second half, but the second ruku of the second half, in which Allah Ta'ala explains further the wrongs of the Bani Israel and how continuously they disobeyed Allah, transgressed and broke His laws. Allah Ta'ala continuously showed His great mercy upon them, but they on their side continuously disobeyed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So first Allah Ta'ala explains one great other ni'mat of Allah upon the Bani Israel and upon mankind in general also. And then Allah Ta'ala explains after that in the second half of this ayat what their reaction was to those great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ اور بے شک دی ہم نے موسیٰ کو کتاب. And undoubtedly we gave Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the kitab of great guidance of righteousness, the Torah, which was a great favor of Allah. Just as we have got the Quran Sharif, unfortunately we take it for granted. But the Quran Sharif is a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. To believe in the Quran, to respect and honor the Quran, to read the Quran, to practice upon the Quran, to teach and propagate the Quran, every aspect of it. But generally we take it for granted. How many of us might not be reading the Quran Sharif also? Perhaps how many days in our life passes we didn't touch the Quran Sharif also? Whereas the Quran Sharif should be appreciated very greatly, and we should take a lesson. Our masjids were open to us, there were no restrictions whatsoever. Perhaps we also took it for granted and we did not frequent and come to the masjid as we were supposed to. And then unfortunately we have to see these days that all the closure of masjids, the restrictions in the masjids, etc. Because we don't appreciate the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah save us, must not happen with the Quran Sharif. As one clear sign of the coming of Qiyamah will be that the Quran Sharif, the words will just vanish. There will be no more Quran Sharif as we have it. That will be one of the clear signs of Qiyamah. And Allah Ta'ala brings all these signs through the creation. There are people, it might happen that people will come and destroy all our Quran Sharifs. And then we do not have any Quran Sharif, a copy of the Quran Sharif. Then no matter how much we will want to read the Quran Sharif, just hold or touch the Quran Sharif, but it will not be there for us. So we should appreciate it. The Bani Israel were given these great ni'mats, but they did not appreciate them. وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعَدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ اور پیچھے در پہ بھیجے اس کے پیچھے رسول. And not only that, we gave Musa alayhi salatu wasalam hidayat and made him a Nabi of Allah, a Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. Allah gave him the kitab also. And Musa alayhi salam lived for 120 years. He kept on guiding his people. First he had problems with Fir'aun, who was opposing him, and all the people of Fir'aun. After they got salvation from there, then his own people kept on troubling him. And to what extent, as we will read here, how much the Jewish people, the Bani Israel, was people bent on the transgression and disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah says, we favored Musa alayhi salam, that after him, one after the other, we send other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also, continuously to remind them of the deen of Musa alayhi salam, of the Torah, the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And every Nabi in the world is a source of the greatest of rahmat. And the vicegerents of the Anbiya, today the ulama, the righteous ulama, are also a source of the great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And they are there to guide people to righteousness. On that also we should say, how much do we appreciate the ulama? And to appreciate them is to follow their teachings, what they are teaching us, the right things. Those that we follow those things, not just that we shake their hands, we ask duas for them, all that on its place. But the main thing is the correct teachings of deen which they are giving us, calling us towards Allah, calling us towards the masajid. How much are we responding? How much are we appreciating? So this was what the Bani Israel, Allah kept on sending the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and they kept on reminding them to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, but they did not appreciate, and they went in fact to the complete opposite extreme. And then, and one particular great ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala had blessed them with, وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. اور دیئے ہم نے عیسیٰ مریم کے بیٹے کو معجزِ صریح. And Allah Ta'ala says, at the end of the line of the Anbiya that came to the Bani Israel, we finally send a very great Nabi and Rasul. We send Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, who was a very, very great Nabi also, and he was the last in the line that had come to the Bani Israel. And we gave him al-bayyinat, clear miracles we gave him. And the miracles of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam are famous. He should make the dead come back to life. Person who was a permanent ill person, terminally, who was paralyzed, a person who was blind, he would make him see again. So such great, great miracles Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with. And one particular great ni'mat which Allah had blessed Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ, or قُوَّدْ دِهُسْكُ روح پاک سے. And we strengthened him, we protected him, we guarded him with روح القدس وجبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام. From the time Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came to the world till the time Allah miraculously lifted him to the heaven, Jibreel alayhi salam was all the time there to protect him. The Bani Israel were completely bent, determined to assassinate, to kill Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, to cause him every type of inconceivable difficulty. They were bent on that. But Allah sent Isa, Jibreel alayhi salam, who kept on protecting him every moment. He was there to protect him. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam should see that Jibreel alayhi salam is protecting me. Otherwise, in that environment, if we have to go a little into that history, how much the Bani Israel were against Isa alayhi salam, it was impossible for him to live for one moment, forget to propagate his deen, teach his deen, make people come towards the deen of Allah Ta'ala. That was very far. But they were such enemies of his that they were bent to destroy him in every way. But Allah Ta'ala had supported him, protected him with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. In the same way, any person will stand up for the deen of Allah Ta'ala, Allah will protect and help that person also. Allah won't leave him like an orphan that there is nobody to care for him. He wants to work and protect the deen of Allah, Allah will protect him. Allah Ta'ala won't let that person be destroyed. So yeah, great lessons for us also, all the time for this ummah. The what happened to the Bani Israel, Allah's Nabi said, it will be repeated in my ummah again. So we should see that we are on the right side of things and not on the left or the wrong side of things. May Allah guide us and take lessons and correct our lives and be prepared for our maut, which is inevitable and which is coming in front of us. Wa akhiru da'wana.